Jonathan put the whistle to his lips and blew hard. Both of the strange animals jumped so quickly that they almost fell over backward and ran off a little way. That made the boy laugh as he blew again and then waited to see what would happen. One of the animals soon came back, sat down again on the edge of the hollow, and watched the little boy. The full moon shining on the animal's eyes made them look big and green. In a few minutes, the other animal returned also and sat down beside the first one. Then others came, until there were five. And then, all at once, they began to make the long, loud howl that Jonathan had so often heard as he sat by the cozy campfire. He saw that the animals held their heads high in the air, with their noses pointed to the sky. They were singing the song which had made him feel so creepy that he would snuggle up to his father. He knew then that they were not dogs, but prairie wolves. The frightened boy started to cry, but the whistle was in his mouth, and he made only a funny little noise. The wolves stopped their strange singing and jumped. Jonathan blew again, this time with all his might. The animals ran back a few steps. Once more, the boy sounded his whistle in a long, high squeal. Then, almost before he knew it, the wolves had gone, and he saw some lights and heard the cries of men and the sound of galloping horses. Down the side of the hollow, bounding and barking, came Shep himself. The next thing Jonathan knew, he was in his father's arms and galloping back to camp.